Elton John, Britain's Prince Harry, actors Sadie Frost and Liz Hurley, and Doreen Lawrence, mother of murdered teenager Stephen Lawrence. They're suing the publishers of the Daily Mail over what they call gross breaches of privacy, including having listening devices secretly placed inside people's cars and homes. A spokesman for Associated Newspapers described the allegations as preposterous smears. Tom Symonds is Home Affairs correspondent with the BBC. He's with us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. What's going on?
What's all this about?
Well, the phone hacking scandal has been running for many years now. And the Daily Mail has always been a publisher, or rather Associated Newspapers has always been a publisher, and the Daily Mail that has not really been part of that legal battle against intrusive reporting. But suddenly, yesterday afternoon, came this statement from a group of lawyers for, as you say, Baroness Doreen Lawrence, Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, Sir Elton John and his husband David Furnish, Elizabeth Hurley and Sadie Frost, saying that they were suing Associated Newspapers, having got hold of what they say was compelling and highly distressing evidence of a series of what would be effectively illegal acts. Just to quickly run through them, the hiring of private investigators to place listening devices inside cars and homes, listening to live phone calls while they were taking place, payment of police officials with corrupt links to private investigators for sensitive information, the impersonation of people to get hold of medical information, and accessing bank accounts, credit histories, and financial transactions. So a series of extremely damaging allegations against Associated Newspapers. This is all headed for the courts, and it's likely to take years to sort out.
Why are they taking this case now, and how serious is this for the Mail?
Well, that is a good question. Why now? There has been a website called Byline Investigates, which has been doing a lot of stories about allegations of intrusive reporting techniques used by male journalists. So that website is run by people who have themselves in the past been connected with phone hacking. So there may be evidence that has come through that source. But certainly the lawyers are experienced in this sort of case. They've been involved in the phone hacking cases for some time, so they will know the challenge that they are mounting themselves. And as you say, it is very serious for Associated Newspapers. The News of the World originally, the British newspaper, the Sunday newspaper, closed down as a result of its involvement in phone hacking. The Sun has paid an extremely large amount of damages, and the Daily Mirror too. But Associated, the scale of what's been alleged here, some of it would be criminal if the police investigated it and found there was evidence. It would be extremely damaging for the newspaper. Now, of course, Associated Newspapers has made a series of statements about this very quickly following the allegations that came out yesterday. As you say, they utterly and unambiguously, in their words, refute these what they call preposterous smears, which they say appear to be nothing more than a pre-planned and orchestrated attempt to drag the Mail titles into the phone hacking scandal. They say that there's no credible evidence. It's a fishing expedition by claimants and their lawyers, who, as they say, are experienced in these sorts of cases. And in a further statement yesterday, Associated Newspapers said that Baroness Lawrence, who I think was most surprising being included in this list of potential claimants against Associated, because she has a very good relationship with the Daily Mail. It's a paper which kept her son Stephen's case on its front pages for many years. They say that Baroness Lawrence appears to have been persuaded to back lies in joining this legal action. So, as I say, it's all headed for the courts, and it's going to be a serious legal battle.
Tom Symonds, Home Affairs correspondent with the BBC. Thank you.